got you loud and clear. Hello, Belgium. Glad to talk to you. unfortunately not the real expert on music matters, but my colleagues up here, Sergey, he has a guitar and he's really good at playing the guitar in the inside of the space station. On the outside, that wouldn't work. You're completely right, because there's no air, so nobody would hear it, and there would not be sounds generated by the instrument. So music is unfortunately limited to the inside of the space station. Over. Yeah, Hadrian, that's really a problem for us, of course, because we need to bring all the water that we use, we bring that from Earth, and that is heavy, of course, and it's not easy to bring all that up here. That's why we're trying to conserve the water as much as possible and reuse also the old water. So we have a very good life support system that even reuses the water from urine, from the air that we breathe out, and it makes it very clean again, and then we can reuse it. By the way, that's the same, it works on Earth. Over. So on the inside we have about 21 degrees, it's really nice, we can float around in t-shirts, but on the outside we cannot measure temperature because vacuum does not have a temperature. We can just measure the surface temperature of the space station, and that varies. If it's in the sun, it's about plus 130 Celsius, so more hot than boiling water, and if it's in the shade, it can cool down to minus 130, so it's very, very cold. And every time we fly around the Earth, that changes, of course. Over. Oh, really good question, Maya. We do a lot of experiments taking away the factor of gravity. Like, if you want to study how different metals in the molten metals mix up, we can only do that up here. Where those metals mix up nicely. If we try the same experiment on the ground, it would not work. There's no way to perform those experiments on Earth. Or another one is, for example, we look at cancer cells. So we grow cancer tumors in a way, and they grow differently from Earth. On Earth, they're in a petri dish. They're two-dimensional flat, but up here, they form like little spheres. And that's much more similar to how a tumor looks in the body. So actually up here we can test medication much better than down there on Earth, because up here we have more realistic conditions. And that's just two examples for so many. All the experiments that we do up here are not possible